So you hear the word guilty.
Oh, it was like a hammer that hit me in between the eyes.
Joe is in the courtroom, of course.
Oh, Joe, and she was so stoic. She wanted to stand up with me, and I wouldn't let her stand up. But she was so stoic, and she never showed any emotion until we got back to the attorney's office.
Then both of you collapsed.
Yes, it was horrible. It was horrible. That particular moment was reminiscent of my mother's breakdown. Joe didn't break down like that, but she started crying, and it brought back all the horror of that situation.
Two men from Tulsa came to your house.
Right. Jim Head and Paul Johnson. This was the day after the conviction. They came in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I invited them in. They were two very good friends of mine from Tulsa. I was very curious about why they were there. Jim and Paul sat across from me. They were on the couch, and I'm in a chair, and Jim said, "I want you to get down on your knees and forgive those people that you think have wronged you." So I got down on my knees, and we looked at each other, and he said, "I want you to forgive Burkett, Bartlett, the witnesses against you." And it took me a good 3 or 4 minutes of just silence looking at him to determine what I was going to do. I was attempting to be a good Christian all those years. This was probably the supreme test of my belief in Christianity in my life. And I decided that I would do it. It was amazing how much better I felt. I can't tell you the difference in your feeling. It was almost like someone had had an adrenaline shot bringing you back to reality. I told Jim, I said, "I forgive them, and I'm going to do my best to keep that commitment that I've said." I tried my best, but I had to reaffirm it to myself at least 5 times after that.
You could have resented the fact these guys come to your house and ask you to do that.
I wouldn't have thought that of those two. Now, if it had been some Republican that had been against me, I might have thought that. These two were devout Christians. They were men whose honesty, in my opinion, was unquestioned. I'd gone to law school with one of them.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court then revokes your license to practice law.
That was a travesty. That was really a travesty. I was appealing to the Supreme Court, and what they were saying was, without the Supreme Court ruling, we're going to rule that you're guilty. They had to say that to disbar me. See?
Right.
I mean, and I had appointed three of the men on that court. But I don't blame any of them because the Daily Oklahoman would have ridden them out of the state on a rail if they had allowed me to continue to practice.
And then meanwhile, you go to Saudi Arabia, you create business there, things are going well for you, you're even translating.
We plan to translate the encyclopedia into Arabic and put it in universities all around the world.
You had Charles Van Doren, who was a quiz show hero.
Oh, yeah.
He was working.
Who had fallen from grace himself. He understood my problem in spades. But
and
we were not successful in getting the Saudi government to fund the $15 million we needed.
Then you learned that the 10th Circuit Court had affirmed.
Yeah, the 10th Circuit Court had affirmed the conviction.
The conviction. And you were facing 3 years in prison, and then it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. They turned down your appeal. And you learned that while you were in Cairo, was it?
No, I was in Saudi Arabia then.
Then you find out that you needed to come home and face the music.
Right, to go to prison. I had 3 days to get back home, and the rule in Saudi Arabia is if you're partners with a Saudi at that time, you had to give your passport to the partner to hold until you wanted to leave the country. And then if everything was copacetic, he'd give it to you and you'd leave the country. And so that's what I did.
And that plane ride home?
That was horrible. That was horrible. What could I have done? How could I have kept the family from suffering this? How could I have done better in the trial? Probably I would have had as good a chance, as good as the attorney that represented me and the attorneys that helped me. If I had put it off 6 months and tried it myself, I would have probably been a lot better off. But who knows?